Before I begin today's column, I want to thank the members of the Mississippi Gulf Coast 912 Project Tea Party Group for inviting me to speak this past Monday evening at their meeting at the St. Martin Community Center. It was an amazing time, and I was really overwhelmed by the support I was given. Thanks again to you all. Now on to business. The Thomas More Law Center is again coming to the defense of a wrongfully persecuted Christian. This whole story sounds like something that might happen in another country, but it's happening right here in the United States. As the Law Center reports, quote, standing barely 5 feet tall, 18-year-old Nagin Mayel, whose parents escaped from Afghanistan after the Russian invasion, couldn't escape the clutches of the Dearborn, Michigan Police Department. Her crime? She was a Christian publicly filming her fellow Christian missionaries discussing the gospel with Muslims at last year's annual Dearborn Arab Festival. And she didn't turn off her camera quickly enough after a police officer ordered her to do so. Nagin Mayel was convicted in the Dearborn District Court of failure to obey a police officer's order. Astonishingly, at the trial, the officer admitted that the filming by Mayel was, in fact, not a crime, end quote. On the surface of this, we might tend to automatically think that since the policeman told her to do something, then he must be in the right. But that is not necessarily so. In fact, in this case, the cop was dead wrong. This happened last June during an Arab Muslim festival where the city of Dearborn proclaims freedom of speech exists only in certain places on the public streets and sidewalks. That is blatantly unconstitutional. Dearborn, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit, reportedly has around 30,000 Muslim residents out of about 100,000 total population as of the 2000 census. I believe this is an Islamic test place for the invasion of Sharia law in the United States. The Muslims seem to be running the show there, or at least to have an inordinate influence in city matters, which is resulting in favorable treatment of Islamists over Christians. As the Law Center article reads, quote, Dearborn is considered home to the largest Muslim population in America. As a result, many city officials, including the mayor, engage in official action solely to please this significant voting bloc. In this case, police effectively replaced our constitutional guarantees of free speech with Sharia law, which forbids Christians to proselytize Muslims, end quote. This is not just an outrage, it's also chilling. Many of us know that the Islamists intend nothing less than the global domination of Islamic Sharia law. It appears Dearborn is an Islamic stronghold right here in America, and the people of Dearborn, Michigan had better wake up to the creeping Sharia that is invading the area. Thank God for the Thomas More Law Center and their tireless fight against anti-Christianity all across our nation. They are appealing this wrongful conviction of Ms. Mayel, who is a member of the Christian group Acts 17 Apologetics. As reported, quote, last week, the Thomas More Law Center filed its opening brief with the Wayne County Circuit Court, seeking to overturn her conviction. Mayel was one of four Christian missionaries originally arrested for preaching the gospel at the 2010 Arab Festival in Dearborn, Michigan. All four Christians were charged with breach of the peace for discussing their faith with Muslims at the festival. All four were acquitted by a jury. However, Nagin Mayel was also charged with failure to obey for not turning off her video camera when told to do so by a Dearborn police officer. The officer then forcefully grabbed Nagin's arm and camera, placed her in handcuffs, and had her locked up in the city jail, end quote. This is simply unbelievable. I have read about this case and others in Dearborn. These people were not disturbing the peace, but the police and security are on the side of the Islamists and actively worked to create an excuse to expel and arrest the missionaries. Christians are being silenced in Dearborn, Michigan. The Islamists are somehow getting police and city officials to side with them over Christians. The mayor of Dearborn is even under the sway of the Islamists. After the arrests of the Christians, the mayor released a statement attacking the Christians and claiming that they were the ones attacking the city of Dearborn. In part, he wrote, quote, the city of Dearborn has been under attack for several years by a group identifying themselves as Acts 17 Apologetics. They arrive in Dearborn with the intent to disrupt a local cultural festival and misrepresent facts in order to further their mission of raising funds through emotional response. The funds they raise are then used to finance travel and cameras to disrupt other events in other cities. In addition to the booths, we have a free speech zone at the festival for those that want free access to the festival to promote their message. This space was utilized this past year by two different Christian groups who were allowed to preach and proselytize the entire weekend without any interference. Acts 17 Apologetics did not mention this earlier, even though they were within 30 feet of this space when they pretended to be arrested. End quote. We have a free speech zone? I have news for the mayor. The entire United States of America is a free speech zone. These Christians are trying to call attention to the deplorable state of freedom for Christians in Dearborn by choosing to practice their God-given constitutional rights to share their beliefs with those around them at a Muslim festival, which was free and open to the public. The Islamists are winning in Dearborn, and they must be stopped. Back in July of 2009, WorldNet Daily's Brian Fitzpatrick reported on the ousting of a Christian wrestling coach who had been on the staff of the Dearborn Public Schools for 35 years. According to the story, quote, "A high school Hall of Fame and Christian wrestling coach in Dearborn, Michigan, claims he was muscled out of his long-tenured coaching job by the school's principal, a devout Muslim, because the administrator was furious over a student wrestler who had converted to Christianity from Islam. Gerald Marzalek has coached wrestling for 35 years at Dearborn Public Schools, amassing more than 450 wins and, in addition to being added to the Michigan High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame, was named Sportsman of the Year by the All-American Athletic Association. Despite Marzalek's success, however, Principal Imad Falala of Dearborn's Fordson High School ordered the administration not to renew the coach's contract, allegedly in retaliation over the student's conversion, and to continue a campaign of flushing Christianity out of the school. We are getting a glimpse of what happens when Muslims who refuse to accept American values and principles gain political power in an American community, said Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Law Center, which is representing Marzalek. Failure to renew Coach Marzalek's contract had nothing to do with wrestling and everything to do with religion. Marzalek is suing both the principal and the school in the U.S. District Court of Eastern Michigan, seeking back pay, injunctive and declaratory relief, damages, and to be reinstated as coach of the wrestling team, end quote. This is also a despicable story. The Islamist principal was reportedly on a campaign to eradicate Christian teachers and coaches from the school he ran and make it a Muslim-run school, as the news story goes on to detail. According to the school's website, that man is no longer the principal, but another Muslim now holds the position. In the case of Nagin Mayel, the law center will hopefully prevail in having this unjust conviction against her overturned. As reported, quote, "The law center's brief argues that the conviction must be overturned because the arresting police officer lacked any information that Mayel was involved in criminal activity when she was seized by the officer in violation of the Constitution." According to the brief filed with the circuit court, the police officer's order to shut off her camera and remain with him for questioning directly violated Mayel's constitutional rights. Consequently, she cannot be criminally charged nor convicted for disobeying an unconstitutional and thus unlawful police order. Robert Muse, the Thomas More Law Center's senior trial counsel who is handling the matter, stated, "The arresting officer's action and the actions of the Dearborn Police Department are textbook examples of civil rights violations of the highest order. Consequently, when a conviction is based on the actions of a police officer that violate fundamental constitutional rights, as in this case, that conviction must be reversed, lest our constitutional freedoms be rendered meaningless platitudes subject to the will of police officials," end quote. We are seeing these kinds of stories more and more across our nation. Dearborn and the Detroit area are hotbeds for Islamization, and unless the America-loving patriots who live in that area put a stop to it, the Islamists will prevail. The Thomas More Law Center is doing its best to fight the injustices that are occurring as Islam is given favored status over Christianity. We must not allow this to stand. As a not-for-profit organization, the Law Center warriors rely on the American people to give generously to help them continue their work. By giving money to the Thomas More Law Center, we can do a small part to help stop the spread of detestable Islamic Sharia law in our country, where it does not belong. I'm Gina Miller.